Before we begin, I'd sort of like to edit something I said yesterday. I was giving an illustration about a brother that came into my home, saw my books, and suggested that maybe that wasn't spiritual and I ought to get rid of him. And I said I almost swallowed my tobacco. Well, all of you probably don't know me and didn't know that was a hyperbole. So I'd like to edit. When that man told me I would be more spiritual to get rid of my books, I almost swallowed my sugarless gum. As we come to the study of God's Word, there is a principle of Bible study that is absolutely indispensable. Come to this place so many years, 22 years, sit at this table. Don't starve at the table. That's the message of grace. You say, I don't know, man. I come here and you don't know what's going on in my life. You got a trench? You met. Got an empty jar? That's all we're saying. That's our message. Bring your emptiness to the Lord. Say, yeah, but I can't bear fruit. I'm trying to be a fruitful Christian. Bring your bare limb to the Lord. Say, yeah, well, I've borne fruit, but it doesn't remain. It keeps dying. He can make it remain. I don't know how to serve God. It's an axe head. He'll make you float. He'll do it. Don't starve at the table. Don't starve at the table. You come here with a leper's heart and you need cleansing. Don't go away, a leper. That's what this place is for. To come to supply. To come to the Lord. Come get your cleansing. He wants to cleanse you. He wants to empower you. You say, every time I get right with God, I go out and sin again and I'm back at the bottom. Come on back again. He said, make connection. I just don't get it. You need eyesight? Lord, open their eyes that they might see. We've come to see the Lord. Your need. Don't let anybody talk to you and say, you know, what's my strong points? What's my weak points? You have no strong points. You're all need. I'm need. We got to come that way. Say, I don't have anything to give them. Bob, you want to hand out some shovels? We can give them a hole. We can give them an emptiness. We can give them a trench. Let's do it. Let's make connection. God help us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word, and we pray that not one person who has come here this weekend would starve at such a table. Deliver us from unbelief and all. Amen.